It's time for Kelly Can Help, hosted by Jeff Kelly, attorney at law with the law office of Jeffrey B. Kelly. And now, here's Jeff Kelly.
Okay, people, on the radio show today, I want to take this opportunity to interview a really awesome attorney, my associate, Will Harper. Mr. Harper, thank you for coming on to the show for this interview. All right.
Well, thank you for having me. I know you had to go down the depth chart to get to me.
Not true. Okay, so, Will, you specialize in bankruptcy with me. How many years have you been practicing law?
I've been practicing law for a total of coming up on 6.5 years here, actually. And of those 6.5 years, about 4 have been in bankruptcy.
Excellent. Excellent. Where'd you go to law school?
I actually went to law school at the University of the Pacific in Sacramento, California.
Now, why in the world did you pick California?
Well, I got waitlisted at the University of Georgia, ended up not getting in, and I got into Georgia State, but I'm from the countryside, and the idea of living in Atlanta for 3 years didn't seem like a great idea to me. So I applied to other schools around the country and figured if I got to spend 3 years somewhere, might as well be near the Redwoods.
Now, didn't they give you an academic scholarship there as well?
Yeah, they made it worth my while to go out there.
That is impressive. I'm impressed. Where'd you go undergrad?
I went to undergrad right here in Rome, Georgia at Berry College.
Awesome. Awesome. So at what point in your life did you realize, hey, I want to be a lawyer?
Well, I started out at Berry wanting to be a teacher, and I got all the way to the point where I was doing some student teaching or volunteer work at Berry Elementary. And I quickly discovered that spending all day with children was a lot different than having your nieces and nephews for an hour or two. You know, my nieces and nephews would misbehave. I could hand them right back to who that was responsible for them and say, no, I can't do that when they're there for 8 hours. So I got to thinking, I was a philosophy major, that nobody was going to pay me to philosophize. I tried that, didn't work. So I decided when I was 21, I was going to go to law school.
Excellent, excellent. And I think I met you right about that time. You were over at Seven Hills Church with Tyler.
That was right around that time.
Yeah. How about that? That's been a while ago.
I had lost a bet and dyed my hair blonde, if you remember.
That is funny. I think I do remember that. You dyed your hair blonde, so it's not naturally blonde.
I'm just happy to have hair now.
Yeah.
I don't question it anymore. I'm just glad it's there.
That's funny. How'd you like being out in California?
So the part of California I was in, Northern California, is not that different from. It's not like going to a huge city. Sacramento is about the size of maybe Jacksonville, Florida. And it was not as bad of a transition as it could have been. I didn't go to LA. That would have been a culture shock for a Southern country boy.
So now, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from a little town on east of Athens on 78 called Rail, Georgia. It's got one little blinky light. It's in Wilkes County, but I grew up in Athens after the age of 10.
Excellent, excellent. And that's why you're a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan.
You used to be, didn't you? And then you got,
I did, but then I became a Christian and I converted.
Well, yeah, I mean, orange looks good on you, I guess.
It's been a rough decade, I'll admit it. Actually, it's been more than a decade. It's been a rough 15.
That creamsicle complexion.
It's been rough, man. It's been rough. But yeah, all my family are diehard Georgia Bulldog fans. So it's a win-win for me because if Georgia's playing well, they're happy. So I can be happy for them. And if Georgia's in the dumps, then they are hilarious with their disappointment. So then I can laugh at them. But yeah, well, for those who don't know, Will
haven't had quite the decade to get used to it like you.
Will likes to give me a very hard time about being a Tennessee fan. That he's been known to even change my screensavers to ridicule my poor school. So you have a very cool story about how you met your wife. Would you mind telling that story?
Sure. So I was a junior at Berry College. This would be 2009. And I was working for the chaplain's office, and I could do chapel services and hearing the same dadgum prayer requests every single time. And I got to thinking, you know, if people would try to like help people and help answer these, we wouldn't hear the same ones every time. So I tried to make it my goal for a period of time to answer what I could or help where I could. And one time at one of the services, one of my fellow workers, Dave Thomas, stood up and said there was a freshman whose family was going to be evicted from their apartments unless they were able to catch up on a few months' rent. And it wasn't that much money, really. I think it was about $1,500. And I got to thinking, I know most people at the college, if everybody gave like $5, we would easily surpass that. So I went door to door through the dorms trying to raise money for it. And I got most of the way there, and I went back to the chaplain's office and said, hey, I've got enough money. I think we can help out. And I called the number and told the student, it was a young lady, that she could come and pick up the money that we had raised for her. And when she got there, she was really, really beautiful. So I kept her phone number. And it turns out she needed a ride to the bank to deposit the money into her family's account. And I don't remember if I had anything to do, but I quickly found some free time to accommodate that. And we stopped at Shane's Rib Shack on the way back, and guess sort of the rest is history.
And you married her. I love it, man. That's an awesome story.
I did.
I love
well,
it.
Well, what I learned from that is sometimes when you try to be a blessing, you can be blessed. We did long distance for 2 years. When I was in California, she was still at Berry.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And you made it. That's awesome. That's an awesome.
You know, I had this little romantic notion about that. Cause I was like, you know, in World War II, all these American men went overseas to fight in that war. And sometimes for 2 or 3 years, and all these women waited on them. So long distance isn't that difficult. And then later I found out that my grandfather's first fiance had married someone else when he was in the Pacific. Kind of shattered my entire notion of romanticism.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're kind of a – for those who don't know, Will is a genealogical expert. He can really dig up some cool stuff in addition to being a great lawyer. And you like history as well, right? Who's your favorite historical figure?
I sort of go through phases where I like different eras of history, but if I had to pick the person I like the most, it would be Hannibal Barca. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that, Hannibal Barca was a general for Carthage, and Carthage was the big rival of Rome way before Rome was the empire that most people think of. And the cool thing about Hannibal is by the time he was 27 years old, he had led an army all the way across the Alps. Back in those days, they didn't have roads. They had to actually walk, and killed one out of every four Roman male citizens. It was just unspeakably brilliant what he did by the time he was 27.
You're kidding. I did not. By the time he was 27, he had killed 25% of the Roman male population.
Yes, it caused actually demographic and manpower issues with Rome for over 100 years afterwards. He decimated the middle class.
Wow. You know, I'm surprised nobody has made like a really good movie out of that, because I love Roman history. And all my kids know that story of Hannibal taking – he took elephants over the Alps in the middle of winter. It's just crazy. You know, invading mainland Rome against all odds with elephants. But yeah, I love reading stories
here in Georgia.
Well,
you know, we barely get. Oh, here in Georgia, we get barely any snow, and we can't even drive cars on the interstate.
Yeah, can you imagine taking elephants over the Alps? I mean, it would. I think it really would be an incredible movie. I mean, they even carved roads into like rock to change the angle so they could get the elephants over. I mean, it's just unbelievable story. But yeah, I'm with you on that. He's an amazing historical figure. Yeah, I could go on forever talking about Hannibal. Interesting. Well, hey, when you're not practicing law, what do you like to do for fun?
I've got three German shepherds, and that's sort of a full-time job in and of itself. I ended up getting a German shepherd when I went out to California. So that way, no matter what, I would have someone who would love me. And he is now 10 years old, and he managed to get himself bit by a brown recluse spider of all things the other day.
Oh, man.
He decided after I married Dana that he really didn't like Dana. That's my wife. So we got her own German shepherd. And then we ended up with a third one that was unexpected. Kind of like my adopted dog here. And he's my big teddy bear, Gizmo.
That one was my fault. Sorry. Excellent. Excellent. Well, hey, before we go here, Will, you know, a lot of times I'll have clients come in and sometimes I'll just think, man, if only you had not done that. Shoot. Like, for example, taking money out of a 401k and paying off credit card debt. Bad move. Can you think of anything off the top of your head that you'd like to warn clients? Don't do this if you're thinking about it.
Yes, title pawns to vehicles. That is unfortunately one of the most difficult debts to reorganize. Title pawns have a lot of special privileges under Georgia law. You are better off pawning your kidney, pawning a toe. Just don't pawn your car.
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up because there's a reason they're against the law in, I think, 37 states. It's not legal, but for some reason they are legal here in Georgia. And you're right. I hate it when somebody has a title pawn and we can't help them in a Chapter 13. I hate that.
Little known fact, that big orange T at the University of Tennessee is because they actually pawned the university and haven't managed to pay it back yet. It's a title pawn.
I knew you'd have to get a Tennessee joke in there somehow. I knew it had to come. Any predictions for the college playoffs? What do you think?
You know, this year's been so weird. The Pac-12 has played, what, 4 or 5 games. Ohio State's played 4 or 5. I think whoever wins this is going to have a big asterisk next to it. But I'm anticipating Alabama versus Clemson for the bragging rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. All right, Will. Well, hey, thanks for coming on the show today. And I look forward to getting this out to all of our future clients. And you have a good one. We'll see you, buddy.
You take care.
This is Jeff Kelly, and in the next part of today's show, I just want to give a few updates about Chapter 13 and COVID, and I just want to emphasize to people, anybody out there who is consider filing and you're worried about COVID, we can actually do everything virtually right now, which means that you never have to come to the office. We can review your file with you with a program called Zoom. We can do a screen share. And we can have you sign the documents using a program called DocuSign.
And even your court hearing right now, there are, all the court hearings are being done virtually as well. And it's a lot more efficient than the old system. So you can actually get your case filed and attend your court hearing without ever leaving your house. So what is Chapter 13? Why would somebody want to file it? Well, Chapter 13 is a consolidation of all your debts. While you're in Chapter 13, nobody can sue you. Nobody can call you. Nobody can harass you. You get full protection from the court. Chapter 13 is a great tool for stopping garnishments, stopping the foreclosure of your home, stopping the repossession of your car. So here's how it can possibly work for you. Let's say you owe 6 months on your house, and now the mortgage company is saying they're going to foreclose. Well, Chapter 13 basically says stop. No foreclosure is going to take place here. Instead, we're going to take these 6 months that we're behind on, and we're going to pay them back over time. Wonderful tool for stopping a foreclosure. It's a wonderful tool for somebody who's been out of work, and now they're back at work. They just can't come up with all the money tomorrow. Same thing for a car. You know, if the car's about to get repossessed because we've missed so many payments, but now we're back at work. Now we can make payments, but the creditor just won't work with us. Chapter 13 stops the repossession of your car. So it is a great, great, wonderful tool. And, you know, I want to talk real quick about some situations where it might not work. You know, if somebody's unemployed and they have no source of income, but they want to stop the foreclosure of their house, Chapter 13 is not going to help. There's got to be enough income to cover future expenses, plus pay that little extra to stop the foreclosure. So it's not really a good tool for unemployed people. Usually someone who has no income coming in and they just need to clear the decks of all their debt, they're going to file what's called a Chapter 7. And in a Chapter 7, we just wipe out everything. Debt's gone. I've written a book on both Chapter 13 and Chapter 7. And if you go to my website, www.kellycanhelp.com, you can download a free copy. We'll email it to you, and we've got a few hard copies here at the office left. So if you call and you'd like one, we'll give you a free one while supplies last. Another situation that, unfortunately, it comes up a lot is, you know, can we save a car that has a title pawn on it? And the answer is most of the time, no. The reason is because your title transfers to the title pawn company as soon as you miss your payment. So title pawns are awful. There's a reason they are outlawed and banned in like 37 different states. I would encourage everybody, don't get a title pawn under any circumstances at all. Don't do it. It's just not a good idea. So to recap, if you've got a foreclosure, if you're facing a repossession, somebody's trying to garnish your wages, give us a call. It's a free consultation. It doesn't cost anything to talk to us. Very, very good idea to talk to an attorney to explore your options. Don't go out and borrow against your 401k to try to get out of a tough spot. Your 401k is a protected asset. Nobody can touch it. It is protected from your creditors. If you are in a tough situation and you're thinking about borrowing against your 401k to get out of it, please come sit down with us first before you do it, just to explore your options. Never hurts to explore. Yes, so definitely, definitely take advantage of a free consultation. Know about your rights and download that free copy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Merry Christmas. But if you need to reach us to set up your free consult, you can give us a call at 706-295-0030. Again, that phone number is 706-295-0030. And please check out my website, www.kellycanhelp.com. And if you like podcasts, we've got some old radio episodes plus some additional materials at www.kellybankruptcy.com. Hope you guys have a good one. Thank you. This is Jeff Kelly, and in the next part of today's show, I just want to give a few updates about Chapter 13 and COVID, and I just want to emphasize to people, anybody out there who is consider filing and you're worried about COVID, we can actually do everything virtually right now, which means that you never have to come to the office. We can review your file with you with a program called Zoom. We can do a screen share. And we can have you sign the documents using a program called DocuSign. And even your court hearing right now, all the court hearings are being done virtually as well. And it's a lot more efficient than the old system. So you can actually get your case filed and attend your court hearing without ever leaving your house. So what is Chapter 13? Why would somebody want to file it? Well, Chapter 13 is a consolidation of all your debts. While you're in Chapter 13, nobody can sue you, nobody can call you, nobody can harass you. You get full protection from the court. Chapter 13 is a great tool for stopping garnishments, stopping the foreclosure of your home, stopping the repossession of your car. So here's how it can possibly work for you. Let's say you owe 6 months on your house, and now the mortgage company is saying they're going to foreclose. Well, Chapter 13 basically says stop. No foreclosure is going to take place here. Instead, we're going to take these 6 months that we're behind on, and we're going to pay them back over time. Wonderful tool for stopping a foreclosure. It's a wonderful tool for somebody who's been out of work, and now they're back at work. They just can't come up with all the money tomorrow. Same thing for a car. You know, if the car's about to get repossessed because we've missed so many payments, but now we're back at work. Now we can make payments, but the creditor just won't work with us. Chapter 13 stops the repossession of your car. So it is a great, great, wonderful tool. And, you know, I want to talk real quick about some situations where it might not work. You know, if somebody's unemployed and they have no source of income, but they want to stop the foreclosure of their house, Chapter 13 is not going to help. There's got to be enough income to cover future expenses, plus pay that little extra to stop the foreclosure. So it's not really a good tool for unemployed people. Usually someone who has no income coming in and they just need to clear the decks of all their debt, they're going to file what's called a Chapter 7. And in a Chapter 7, we just wipe out everything. Debt's gone. I've written a book on both Chapter 13 and Chapter 7. And if you go to my website, www.kellycanhelp.com, you can download a free copy. We'll email it to you, and we've got a few hard copies here at the office left. So if you call and you'd like one, we'll give you a free one while supplies last. Another situation that, unfortunately, it comes up a lot is, you know, can we save a car that has a title pawn on it? And the answer is most of the time, no. The reason is because your title transfers to the title pawn company as soon as you miss your payment. So title pawns are awful. There's a reason they are outlawed and banned in like 37 different states. I would encourage everybody, don't get a title pawn under any circumstances at all. Don't do it. It's just not a good idea. So, to recap, if you've got a foreclosure, if you're facing a repossession, somebody's trying to garnish your wages, give us a call. It's a free consultation. It doesn't cost anything to talk to us. Very, very good idea to talk to an attorney to explore your options. don't go out and borrow against your 401k to try to get out of a tough spot. Your 401k is a protected asset. Nobody can touch it. It is protected from your creditors. If you are in a tough situation and you're thinking about borrowing against your 401k to get out of it, please come sit down with us first before you do it, just to explore your options. Never hurts to explore. Yes, so definitely take advantage of a free consultation. Know about your rights and download that free copy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Merry Christmas. But if you need to reach us to set up your free consult, you can give us a call at 706-295-0030. Again, that phone number is 706-295-0030. And please check out my website, www.kellycanhelp.com. And if you like podcasts, we've got some old radio episodes plus some additional materials at www.kellybankruptcy.com. Hope you guys have a good one. Thank you.
You've been listening to Kelly Can Help with Jeff Kelly. Reach out to the law office of Jeffrey B. Kelly today by phone 706-295-0030 in Rome, or visit kellycanhelp.com.